beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. I have always noticed that adults are uncomfortable with children. They don't know how to behave, how to converse, how to sound smart and friendly. They end up asking stupid questions, speak in fake voices, and sometimes speak nonsense in front of young children. They forget that as children, they themselves were not stupid. A child, in fact, has a more active brain that is inquisitive and is more willing to adapt and receive new information without prejudices. So ignorantly, adults ask silly questions like, what is your hobby? Who is your best friend? And so on. When I was a child, I always had a prompt answer for the hobby question. I loved reading. Nobody taught me the alphabets. I learned them by reading children's literature, which had beautiful pictures. My father initiated me into reading. He would sit with me and read from picture books, starting with books in my mother tongue and later in English. He would narrate them so well that I felt mesmerized by the world of stories. I pestered him to read them for me, all the while feeling frustrated that I could not read. Soon, I picked up the language and started reading, of course, with the help of my father. And then no one could stop me. For the next few years, I was always reading. While eating, while socializing, and even before falling asleep. Reading has been a habit that has helped me through times of emotional turmoil. It has been my anchor. Even when my world looked bleak, I would find the rudders to take me to safety in my books, in the world that unfolded through words. The magical world of letters has always fascinated me, been my true friend who never disappoints me, never betrays me, who will always help me through life. When Kindle happened, I downloaded books and started reading. I might sound ancient, but although I read a lot of books on my laptop, I still like to buy books, hold them in my hands, feel the paper, the rustle of the paper, see the magical letters, and then to go back to it after some time and read it again. Reading storybooks is still my favorite part of living the life of a human being. It is the best part of memories too. When I was doing my undergraduate studies, I read the work Wuthering Heights for the first time. It was a book that I read in a day. It was a rainy day and I was lying on the sofa in my living room and I kept on reading. I was no longer in my hometown. I was in the moorlands, in the rain and the marshy lands as Heathcliff rode on his horse through the wind and rain, as Catherine pined for him, as they were caught in the misery of a passionate and unrequited love. I longed for Heathcliff and I felt the emotional frailty of Catherine as she rebelled, as she refused to give up on her love, and as Heathcliff grew morose and harbored dark thoughts. The day and the book and the emotions are still fresh, still raw and painful in my memories. Do you like reading? Are you someone who likes to transport yourself into the world of books? Sometimes I think Harry Potter's world is an allegory for the world of books. With its wisdom, its sorcery, its complex world of emotions, treachery, deceit, love, angst, passions, and whatnot.